the beginning of your time in school, you may go to something we like to call nursery. And it's a lovely part of your life, even if you don't remember it very well. And here to talk to us about it from Harrogate Ladies College, I have Sue Skinner. Hello.
Hello.
So tell me what your role is then. What do you do here?
My official title is Deputy Head, Key Stage 1 and EYFS, which means I look after and oversee all the boys and girls in our early years foundation stage, which is our 2, 3 and 4 year olds, and then I oversee alongside other colleagues Key Stage 1 in Highfield Prep School.
So you're seeing people right at the beginning of their education time.
The most exciting time of a child's life is when they start school. It's the first time they've maybe been away from mummy and daddy for longer periods of time. Mm-hmm. If mum and dad have been at home, this could be the first experience of being away from family members. And it's that first step into the education world. Some children might have been at nursery from a much younger age, in a day nursery, where the nurture of growing up has happened. In our preschool setting, we like to take it to the next stage of preparation, ready for full-time school.
And I know that you've had a little bit of a change recently, because we would have called it Bankfield in the past. Uh-huh. It's now not called that.
It's now called Highfield Preschool. Up until this summer, our nursery was Bankfield. But we have changed the name to bring it in line with our prep school, so that we are a prep school for children from 2 years old to 11. This means that we have a through transition, so that the children can seamlessly move from nursery, which we're calling our foundation year, into transition, which is our preschool year, and then into full-time school in reception, in a different building, but still the same school.
We're going to do a little bit of helping right now for parents who may be embarking on nursery for the first time, or it may be second or third time, they're just wondering whether there are different options out there. What do you think it's important for parents to look for when they're trying a nursery or a preschool?
Parents know their children better than anybody else. So what they need to look for are the things that are important to them. The safe environment, the happy home nurturing environment where the children can explore, they can take risks within that safe environment and feel safe. At Highfield Preschool, we give the children the opportunity to explore themselves and make choices in what they are doing. There will be the direction from the staff to support their play, very much learning through play. A variety of different activities would be out for the children to engage in every day when they come into school, inside and outside the building. Wellies are a vital part of preschool education.
Excellent. I'm a firm believer in getting outside no matter rain or shine.
Absolutely. What I would say to any parent looking at preschool education is they need to go and see. Talking to friends, talking to family is always very, very important. But as I've said, as a parent, you know your child better than anyone. And so whilst recommendation is great, and that's something that I always do listen to, you do need to go and see for yourself what's on offer and how your child will fit into that setting.
I imagine it's quite like if you're going viewing houses. Sometimes you walk in and you just know.
Absolutely. And as a parent, you know whether you're with your child or not, whether your son or daughter will fit into that nursery setting, that preschool setting that you're visiting. One of the things that we offer at Highfield Preschool is that parents visit maybe on their own first of all, so that they can ask lots of questions, because parents always have lots of questions, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to answer those questions. So maybe come along on your own to have a look round as parents, as adults, so that you can really focus on what's important to you as an adult. But then maybe have a second visit when you take your child, take your son or daughter for a bit of time to have a play and see how they engage with the staff, how the staff engage with your son or daughter, and just look and observe as to how that works, and then make your decision.
I think before you do any of that, everyone probably does one thing and they Google, don't they? Who doesn't start on Google? How yeah. important are the things that they could find there? So like inspection reports and Ofsted and all that stuff. How important is that?
That's really important because it gives you an insight into the school. As an independent school, Harrogate Ladies College and Highfield Prep School are under a rigorous inspection process through the Independent Schools Inspectorate, which runs alongside Ofsted, and the ISI inspect independent schools across the country. We as a school have had a very successful, excellent inspection earlier this year. So that report really reflects what is happening in the school on a day-to-day basis. It confirms what we already know, but there is compliance and all the statutory things that have to be written down alongside all those extracurricular activities that the inspectors have been into school and observed. And independent schools inspectorates are all professionals that have been involved in school life themselves, so they have an understanding of what happens on a day-to-day basis, so they really know what they're writing about.
So have a look at those and do a visit. They're your
Absolutely.
Two top tips.
Yes.
With regards to actually, you know, the few weeks or months before a child starts nursery, is there anything else that a parent can do to make sure they are as ready as they possibly can be? I don't imagine they'll be able to speak Latin at the age of two, but what else could they try?
This is a key question that parents will say once they've made their choice on where the preschool will be. What can I do to get my child ready? Shall I be practicing letters? Shall I be writing? Shall we be writing names? The children need to have that confidence of coming into the setting and knowing that they can talk to a grown-up. So being as positive as you can to settle the children in, helping them know what their bag looks like, what their coat looks like, encouraging those independent skills of putting shoes and socks on by themselves and putting coats on by themselves. It might take a bit longer when you're going off to the supermarket to put your coat on by yourself and do it on your own, but it really will help them feel settled in school when they come into preschool and then moving forward into reception.
What about the parents themselves? I can imagine there's a lot of anxiety there, especially if you've had your son or daughter with you for the past few years, so then suddenly send them off to nursery. How can the mums and dads get themselves ready for that too?
Starting school, starting preschool, starting school, whichever stage of education you are taking your child to, is probably a harder step for parents than it is for children. As a mum myself, I've been through it. I've taken my child to nursery for the very first time. I've taken my child to reception for the very first time. I've taken my child to secondary school for the first time and university.
Oh.
I've been there. I've shed the tears.
Every time.
Every time. What I would say is the tears that the children shed are usually for your benefit to say, you're going to go and leave me, but I'm going to be all right. And actually, that's all right too. I can guarantee that if a child cries, usually by the time the parents have turned the engine on in the car and driven out of the school drive, those tears will have stopped. The parents' tears might not have done. It's absolutely fine to be like that. That is the natural part of being a parent and those different steps. Enjoy hearing about things. Enjoy sharing that preparation. But make sure you've got something planned for you after you've dropped your child off at nursery.
Yeah, otherwise you're just going to go home and stand in the lounge and not know what to do.
Absolutely. Make sure you've got something nice to look forward to. Don't be worried about ringing up to find out how they're getting on. At preschool, we would always reassure parents that everything is fine, but we'd also say that if you're worried in any way, give us a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not mind readers, so it's really important that parents feel they can have that communication with school and talk to us about how things are going.
So there are many, many things to consider before parents choose a nursery. What would you advise people do as a first point of contact, as a first person to talk to? What should they do?
What they should do is either email the school's inquiries or give us a call and come and visit. It doesn't have to wait to an open day, but we do have an open day coming up and those are always available as well. So,
do you know what date your open day is on?
Yes, the open day is on Friday the 29th of September.
Okay.
From 10 o'clock. The information for telephone numbers and any further inquiries can be found on our website www.hlc.org.uk/preschool.
Thank you very much, Sue Skinner. That's a huge help to parents and guardians out there who are about to embark on nursery for maybe the first, second, third, fourth, whoever knows how many times. But we are here at Highfield Preschool, previously known as Bankfield, at Harrogate Ladies College. And thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.